And it's now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, in an unsurprising but still troubling development, NPR has hired a new CEO who appears to be a living, breathing stereotype of white liberal guilt and wokeness. Catherine Marr's Twitter history, dug up by conservative commentators, reveals someone fully immersed in social justice activism, intersectional feminism, and disdain for traditional values. She has extremist views that will now be funded by your tax dollars as she takes the helm of the publicly supported radio network. Yeah, it might be finally time to defund NPR. Stop forcing Americans to subsidize the spread of this radical leftist ideology. But that's just one man's opinion. Moving on, a heartwarming story out of Titusville, Florida, where police officers went above and beyond the call of duty after arresting a man that was wanted and also happened to be a grocery delivery driver. The officers noticed the food orders in his back seat. Not wanting the groceries to go to waste, they decided to complete the deliveries themselves. Body cam footage showed that a surprised family answering the door to find an officer handing over their Aldi bags. That's serving the community in unexpected ways. But hey, defund the police, right? In other news, comedian Bill Maher, we've talked about him already today, issued a stark warning that America might be heading down a dangerous path of extreme wokeness. I don't think you have to have special classes to see that one, Bill. But he says that we could soon look to Canada as a cautionary tale. Despite being idealized by progressive college students, Canada's facing numerous problems, from sky-high housing costs to dysfunctional government healthcare systems. And Maher argues that embracing far-left policies will ultimately drive moderate voters to the right. It's a pretty good reminder for us, I think, that utopian promises often lead to unintended consequences. Troubling reports out of Germany, where four teenagers have been arrested for plotting an ISIS-inspired terror attack against Christians and Jews. Investigators on the case uncovered messages indicating that the teens as young as 15 planned to target churches and synagogues with knives and Molotov cocktails. That's a reminder that the threat of radical Islamic terrorism is ongoing, even as some of our leaders naively claim ISIS has been defeated. No, they have not. Finally, in a disappointing move, the governor out of Kansas, Laura Kelly, has vetoed a bill that would have protected children from life-altering transgender surgeries and hormone treatments. The Republican-backed legislation sought to shield minors from procedures like mastectomies and genital surgeries and puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, which can have severe long-term health consequences. Governor Kelly laughed at the bill and claimed that it trampled parental rights, when in fact it actually aimed to safeguard vulnerable kids from irreversible harm at the behest of activist adults. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.